It's 8:40, and I am going to be playing this song around the house all weekend long. Anybody but me remember the Winstons and Color Him Father?
There's a man at my house, he's so big and strong. He goes to work each day and he stays all day long.
Yeah, that's me. I stay till 9 anyway. Marianne, are you ready to hear that starting a little later today?
I think you play that every Father's Day to remind everybody.
By the way, are you sure you're not too busy to talk this morning? Because you're busy every minute planning my Father's Day spectacular.
Yes, I have been very busy planning that. Actually, I've given you a longer window of Father's Day so that you can enjoy all those meals that you can't decide about.
I'm working on that.
You can squeeze them all into like 2 days instead of one.
Yeah, the food is definitely an attraction for me, but I do love the idea of experiences for Father's Day instead of material things. You know that.
You keep saying that for every single, for your birthday, for Christmas, for, you know, whatever event it is, you always say, I want an experience, which I love that you say that because don't we all have enough things?
Yes, I believe so. And I know you have done a lot of research in this department. What have you come up with?
Well, I have a couple of really great ideas. If you want to give the dad in your family something that is not a thing, but it is an experience, okay? So the first one is give a master class. Now, have you seen these? Like when you're on Facebook and everywhere else, pretty much, they advertise a lot. And it's a master class held by somebody who is an expert in their field. Like, for example, taking a class from Annie Leibovitz on photography, or Wolfgang Puck or Gordon Ramsay, a cooking class, they offer those. Ron Howard teaches a directing class. Carlos Santana teaches the art and soul of guitar. That's one I would love to take.
Yeah,
I'm always thinking, how could I take a guitar class online?
Yeah, these ads are interesting, and this is a great last-minute idea because you could do this right now easily.
Yeah, you can do this right now. You don't have to wait for it to come in or anything. It's all digital. Malcolm Gladwell teaches writing. Wouldn't you want to learn chess from Garry Kasparov?
Well, I'd rather find somebody teaching radio broadcasting.
Well, I don't know if somebody teaches radio broadcasting, but I think you should teach it.
No, I don't think so.
You should be holding a master class. Simone Biles teaches gymnastics. David Axelrod and Karl Rove teach campaign strategies, in case you need to know campaign strategies.
How much are these?
You know, they're pretty much $15 a month, and they bill you annually for $180. It's not too bad. And there are a lot of teachers that are lesser known than the ones I just mentioned, but they teach like really interesting subjects. So, you know, don't just go by, is it a celebrity teaching this, but also just by the subject matter. It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe you'll get one of those, Bob. What would you want?
What would you
want to learn?
How to properly make your own pizza, maybe? I don't know.
one of the Malnati is holding a class.
Yeah, they could.
But, okay, so the other idea is to send the dad in your family some comfort food. So if you live in Chicago and your dad lives in Chicago, well, send him, I would just suggest Tastes of Chicago, because that includes all the things that we Chicagoans love, like Lou Malnati's pizzas, Vienna hot dogs, Italian beef, Eli's cheesecakes, and things like that. So that's a really great option, you know, for somebody who's out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it's like a real taste of Chicago.
Sure.
But if your dad, the dad in your family, is in town, Another great idea is to go to this website called Gold Belly, and you can find, like, famous food from, you know, from cities where the food comes from. It's like a nationwide thing, and they'll deliver it to you. So, like, for example, if you want muffalettas from the Central Grocery Store in New Orleans, that's an option.
That's one of my favorites. That would be a great gift.
I know. A Philly cheesesteak from Philadelphia. How about a lobster roll from one of the famous Maine, restaurants?
Yeah.
Crab bombs from Maryland. Now, I know about this because our friend sent us these crab bombs from a place called Jerry's in Maryland. And I've never had more delicious crab than those. I mean, we form them into, like, little burgers, and we cooked them, and they were so unbelievable. I mean, it's like the real thing. Anything from the famous Langer's Deli in Los Angeles.
Oh, pastrami.
You love that place, right?
Yeah, that's a great idea. And like you say, if Dad's around here, this is a great gift idea. And it's what is the site again?
It's called goldbelly.com. And just go to, they have a section for Father's Day, which will tell you if the food can get there in time for Father's Day. So you can do that right away. That's Gold Belly, just the way it sounds, GoldBelly.com. And then, but even if it doesn't get there by Father's Day, it can still be a Father's Day gift to be eaten at, during the week or something.
All right, I'll give you my order as soon as I get home. But basically, I'll be happy if you just talk Spanish to me all weekend.
Ah, está bien. Eso lo puedo hacer ahora mismo.
Same to you. See you shortly.
All right.